Well, let's go now to Florida, where the Real Clear Politics average of polls shows Donald Trump climbing to a 1 percentage point lead over Hillary Clinton. And this is the first presidential election in Florida since state lawmakers restored a maximum 2 weeks of early voting. Republicans seem to have a slight edge in early voting ballots cast so far as well. Mark Caputo is senior writer for Politico and a longtime Florida observer. He joins us by Skype from Miami. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So take on those early ballot trends, trouble for Democrats.
Correct. At this point, relative to the election in 2012, Democrats led Republicans in total pre-election day ballots cast by about 1.8 percentage points. This year, at the same period of time relative to election day, Republicans are ahead by less, 0.4 percentage points, but they're still ahead. And the general rule of thumb is, though the ballots haven't been opened and tallied, the candidate whose party is leading in pre-election day ballots cast generally wins the election. That's one of the reasons we monitor this so closely. Mm-hmm. There appears to be quite a drop-off in interest in early in-person voting by Democrats, and specifically African-Americans. Their turnout is just not what it used to be.
Okay, well, you talked to African-American leaders. Now, we note, of course, that there was a black president in 2012, which might have jumpstarted some turnout. But you talked to African-American leaders like the Democrat Alcee Hastings, who said he's been screaming for months to the Clinton campaign to have some help in getting out the African-American vote, and he's not getting that help.
Right. Alcee Hastings had told me that he had told John Podesta as early as last week, you've got to get people down here and get people on the ground doing things. And he was told he'd get a call back and he didn't get the call back. Well, what is doing things? Well, according to Congressman Hastings, that means going in the community and actually hiring people to canvass for votes, knock on doors. He said in some cases, hire a former felon. Now, that person can't vote for you, probably can't get a job elsewhere, will be very happy he has a job. But his mama, Congressman Hastings said, his cousins and everyone he knows will be inspired to go and vote for your candidate. Mm-hmm. And while it's true, yeah, there's not the enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton that there was for Barack Obama because he was the first black president, or he is the first black president. It's not like the Clinton campaign really recognized that and said, hey, let's change our strategy. Let's not try to be Obama light and do the same things he did. That means investing more in field in these communities to make sure that you turn out that vote or do a better job of it. And so far, according to Hastings, they haven't. And according to the data, it looks like they aren't.
Well, let's look over at the Republican side. It's known that many of Florida's Republican leaders, including Governor Rick Scott, aren't campaigning for Trump. But it sounds as if the turnout is there for Trump.
Well, so far, Republicans are casting more ballots than Democrats. One of, I think, the conceit of the Hillary Clinton campaign has been Donald Trump is so awful that people just aren't going to vote for him. And I think she forgets that a lot of people find her so awful and don't want to vote for her either. And so this seems to be defaulting to who has a more passionate fan base. And anecdotally, it appears Donald Trump might corner that market.
Yeah. What about the down ballot effect there in Florida? Two polls over the weekend showed Senator Marco Rubio with a growing 8 or 9 point lead over the Democrat Patrick Murphy. The Democrats even pulled their funding of some of their funding of Murphy's campaign because they thought it was going to be such a runaway. Marco Rubio was cornered by reporters and asked to say that Donald Trump was a role model for his kids, an awkward moment for him. But he has somewhat endorsed Donald Trump.
It's beyond a doubt that Marco Rubio endorsed Donald Trump. He cut a video. It was sent into the Republican National Convention where he said he was voting for Donald Trump and people should vote for Donald Trump. That's an endorsement. Whether he said the E word or not, I don't care. You said it at a convention, it's done. Now, since then, that doesn't mean that Marco Rubio has gone out of his way to campaign for Donald Trump. My, quite the opposite. He's purposely avoided him on the campaign trail. But at the same time, you have to understand that this has worked for Marco Rubio. It drives Democrats crazy. But so far, Rubio has somehow benefited from the fact that he opposes Donald Trump, because I think some of those independent-minded people say, well, I don't really like Donald Trump, but I don't like Hillary Clinton either, and Marco Rubio's the same way. And then he also benefits from the fact that the Trump backers are going to give him a measure of credit for not jettisoning Trump entirely, throwing him under the bus or whatever phrase you want to use, and therefore they're going to be willing to continue to vote for Rubio.
And briefly, Mark, a growing number of ballots are being cast by no party affiliation voters. What kind of a wild card is that?
It's a big wild card. We do know their race. They're overwhelmingly white, and they're older than 50, and a good portion of them are over 65. Polls tell us that that's a Trump type of voter. But what we don't know is how well educated they are. Polls also tell us the more educated someone is, the less likely they are, generally, to vote for Donald Trump. Complete wild card. We'll know more on November 8th. Hopefully, we'll know then. But it's Florida. We have close elections, and God willing, we hopefully will avoid a recount.
God willing. Mark Caputo, senior writer for Politico. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.